And I'm just thanking God today because today is another great day in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. And this is our national day of prayer today. So I hope you've been praying and just lifting some things up towards the Lord. And tonight, we're going to end this week, this day, in a night of worship and just the word coming forth. And we're just glad to be together. Amen. It is just awesome to be in the presence of God and to just have God touching our lives. And I tell you what, we're blessed. Even when we're going through tough times, we are blessed. Amen. Because the Lord is good to us all the time. Amen. So tonight, we're just going to come together and we're going to worship and just be thankful in the presence of God. Amen.
Healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. into your glorious day. Sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Thank you.
us sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. In the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. From the ashes, hope will arise. take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good.
Hallelujah. I love that. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for our good.
Amen.
You know, that's just how great our God is, that he's always turning things out for our betterment and our empowerment, because that is the way he does it. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. I'm excited. Just excited. I'm excited for what God's doing. Yes. Listen, he's coming here in such a deeper way because you're no longer singing to sing with us. You're singing to sing to the Lord.
Amen.
Makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And when you seek him, he said, I will be found.
Amen. Absolutely.
And man, that excites me. Amen.
Amen.
God is good all the time.
Amen.
And all the time, God is good.
All the time, God is good.
Our African friends like to say the whole thing together.
Yeah.
Family. Sorry if you're watching. Family. Amen. So, okay, ladies, two more days, and then we have our breakfast. Woohoo! Woo! And Bible study together. So, if you haven't told me, let me know you're coming so we can make sure we have enough food. But let me just say this again, and hopefully those of you on live stream hear this. You can bring whoever you want, and not just... If they don't come here, but they want to come with you, let them come here. It's about Jesus, you know? So please let them come. But also, I'm not going to make anybody do a Bible study that's not ready to do a Bible study. I'm not going to call anybody out. You're going to let me know if you're ready to do one. We'll put you on the list. And then when it's your, we'll just schedule them. And when it's your turn, you'll do one. But if you don't want to, and that's not what you want to do, listen, not everybody's meant to teach, right?
Amen.
We're all meant to study the word, and we should all have a sure word in good season to tell somebody else. But not everybody can sit in front of a group and do a Bible study. It's okay. We understand that. I would never put you on the spot like that. So please come and have fun with us.
Amen.
I think it's going to be an amazing time. Sister Marie Miller will be bringing our first Bible study, so I'm excited for that. She's excited. And so we start at 9. Just come on out and have fun.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Eat some food.
You don't need
fun.
A taste tester, do you?
Nope. Don't. Nope.
Oh,
we're good.
Okay.
We're good. Me, Jeannie, and Holly, we can taste it. We're good. We're good.
Good deal.
Huh? What did you say, Carrie? We got them. We're good.
Yeah.
And me. Oh. So now all of a sudden this taste testing group grew. Sounds like you better be doing something for your men.
Amen.
And then I'll come taste test. You're not the boss. Thank you. Oh, that's funny. Hey, I love oats. Thank you very much. And I put nuts in them and chocolate chips. And brown sugar. Ooh, baby. That's good. Okay, on with food. Let's get to Jesus. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
That's
amen.
All I've got for right now. Other than we do have the pump poster up. So if your kid, and we're going to put it on our Facebook page too. I've got it to put out there. So if you're interested in your kid going to pump, click on that QR code. It gives you information. You sign up online and you bring your money in and you give it to either Philip, Pastor Philip, or myself. And if you have any questions, that is all Pastor Philip. He will get you an answer. Amen? That's all I got. You good?
Okay. So at this time, we better let the children get going to children's church. Amen. Pastor Jared's ready to roll, looking strong. And then we'll do offering tonight. We're just going to do a little message here. It says in Luke 6:37, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. So the Lord wants us to be giving, sowing and reaping so that we can be a part of the God system that he has set up. And God is going to give you favor. People will give back to you and you will see things happening. I'm just believing that we're in a season where I'm believing God to just pay debt off for people. I'm believing God that people are going to get miraculous things happen that come their way. They're going to get money that they don't even know is coming. I'm just believing God for things to happen. People are going to be getting promoted, getting new jobs. Things are just going to keep coming through and coming through because that's how our God does it. Amen? And so tonight we're going to pray and just bring the offering to the front. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise and glory, God, and we just thank you for your goodness. And I just pray over these tithes and offerings, God, that as people come and give, Father, that as they sow, you will be the one that helps them reap, God. And Father, you'll rebuke the devourer and you'll just bless what they put their hands to, Father, according to your word. And God, I thank you that you're blessing your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front. Praise God. Well, on this National Day of Prayer, I hope that you've been praying, and we'll probably pray a little bit at the end of service tonight. But I just want to talk to you for just a little bit tonight, and we're going to talk out of some things here because I really want us to understand that God is with us to help us in every situation that comes across. Amen? And that the Lord is here to heal. He's here to set free. He's here to deliver. He's here to bless. You know, Acts chapter 3:26 says that the first thing God did was send Jesus to bless us, amen, and to help us. And so we want to be sure that we understand that. And since it's the National Day of Prayer, I'm going to start right here in a book that lets you know that you have a lot to do with what's coming to pass on the earth and what comes to pass in your life. Because in James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Elisha was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven that gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. You know, I pray that we just get the revelation that we can have an impact on our day-to-day things. I mean, here's a man who prayed over rain and worked with God and had rain come and rain stop. And I pray that we would just have the gumption or the faith and the heart to pray over things related to our families and related to situations in our life and believe God for them. Amen? Because it's hard enough for us to just sometimes believe God just for the little things. Amen? Hallelujah. And so we want to just be people that are ready to pray and people that covet earnestly the idea that prayer brings results. Prayer brings results, and you are a person of prayer. And this is one of the gifts that we have, and one of the treasures that we have is the ability to pray. Amen. And we want to make sure that we grab a hold of that and that we keep that. You know, it's just like John 3:16. It says what? That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe would not perish but have eternal life and everlasting life. And I'm telling you that God wants you blessed beyond what you even understand or what you can think, and that God will help us no matter where we're at. Amen? And so one of the first things I'm going to talk about is a story in the book of Luke, chapter 13. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 13. And there's a story here where the Lord was in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he was preaching a message. And it says that in Luke 13:10, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Wow. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? You know, first of all, Jesus came to establish the fact that the law and ritual was leaving because now we walk in relationship. And when we read these things, it's time for us to understand that the Lord is wanting you to walk in relationship with him and just believe him for all things pertaining to your life. And we see here that Jesus came along, and this woman had obviously, she was in the synagogue, so she believed, right? In fact, he called her a daughter of Abraham. And so I want you to know that there are things that might still be something that you need prepared, and it might not just get fixed overnight. I mean, this woman had this trouble in her life for 18 years. And I pray that none of us have these issues for 18 years. But what I'm telling you is that just because you've been in a long-term battle with something, I don't want you to be discouraged over it. I don't want you to think that God's not listening or God's not helping. Listen, everything you do, God is with you and he's helping you. And every step you take is leading you for somewhere. So don't give up, don't quit, and don't back up. Amen? Because every step you're taking is leading you towards a God outcome. God will not leave us nor forsake us, and he will not leave us standing by ourselves or somewhere where we are on our own. The other thing I want you to see is that in no way, shape, or form was this woman suffering something that God wanted her to have. In no way, shape, or form was her suffering something that the Lord wanted her to have. Because here he was on the Sabbath day, which is a day that back in those days, like he said, the priest of the synagogue said, hey, you got 6 days in which you can come and be healed. So it wasn't like they didn't believe in healing or they hadn't seen healing. He just had religious rules around when it could take place. And Jesus, first of all, came to say that those religious rules were moving out of the way because relationship is what he's interested in. And when someone needs something, Jesus is interested in working with them right when they have that need. Amen? And so we need to look at that and understand that the other side of this is that Jesus made explicit appointment that this oppression on this woman was from Satan. Amen? He said, this woman whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. And so what we need to understand is that anytime we see people that are oppressed with things going on that are not good and not of God, we've got to understand that that's Satan trying to limit them and hinder them. But what I thank God is that we're also strong enough to know that if we have something going on, it should never stop our pursuit of God. Amen? I mean, this woman had this infirmity for 18 years, but guess what? She kept pursuing God, and eventually she was in the synagogue on the day that Jesus came through, and that made all the difference. What if she would have got tired when she had it for 15 years and said, well, I got this, I'm not going to church no more. I've been wanting this solved for long enough. I'm not going to pursue it anymore. No, no, no. Don't ever give up on what your heart is saying that God wants for you. Amen. We have children that we want saved. Don't ever give up. I don't care if they're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Don't ever give up. We have people that we love that we want to see saved. Don't ever give up. We have things that we're believing for that we haven't seen come to pass yet. Don't ever give up. Don't quit. Don't stop. Don't get frustrated. Don't get intimidated. Don't start questioning why maybe it can never happen for me. These are things that will limit what God wants to do, and he does not want you limited by those things. Amen? Praise God. The fervent prayers of a righteous person availeth much. Amen? Huh. You have prayer power. You have power in your life that's working right now. We're going to look at another scripture, historical story in the Bible. And I know that we have looked at this before, but it's just a good message for today. And we're going to look in the book of Mark chapter 5. And there's a certain woman, and it says in Mark chapter 5, 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Oh, man, this is a good situation for us to look at, because this woman was suffering and she had went to physicians, spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he said, he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, this is a great story, because the first thing we see is that this woman had her issue for 12 years. Man, the first lady, 18 years. This lady had an issue for 12 years. And she was being proactive, doing all she could to try to get it changed, wasn't she? And thank goodness she didn't give up. Thank goodness she didn't quit. Thank goodness that she was somehow able to withstand the frustration and the disappointment, even spending all that she had and knowing that she had done everything she could and was none the better, had even grown worse. Thank God that she never gave up. Because somehow when she heard that Jesus was close, her faith got stirred, and she said, man, if I can just go and touch him. And then it says, according to thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And so we need to understand that sometimes the things in the kingdom are not always going to work out as easy or on time as we think they are. In fact, oftentimes things are not going to go your way. It's amazing that even when they turn out good, the path is usually a little different than we thought it was, even when they turn out good. And so we need to understand that they will turn out good, because the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love God. Amen? So they will turn out good, but we have to make sure that on the journey we don't give up. We've got to be stirred so we don't quit. We've got to be stirred so we don't stop. We've got to be available to hear God and to see God in the middle of our situation and go with Him. Amen? Amen. You know, I love this story about this lady with the issue of blood because she had to break the rules, Brian. Back then and under the law, if you had an issue of blood, you weren't allowed to be around anybody, and she had to go out in a big crowd. So she had to be bold enough to hear God and say, okay, nope, no matter what the normal rules are or the laws are or whatever, I'm going to go following Jesus to what I believe He told me to do. Amen? And so what's so amazing about this is that this woman who had this issue of blood, she never quit and she never gave up. Amen. She pressed through. And then the other powerful thing about this is that here she was in the middle of a crowd of people. You know, just like the lady that was oppressed 18 years, they were in crowds of people and there was lots of people around. But even though there was lots of people around, Jesus saw their individual need. See, sometimes we can get lost in the idea that because there's so many people or because God is so busy that He can't attend to us or what we have on our plate, maybe it's not as important as this or that and this other stuff. But that's not true. Here we were in a situation where Jesus was in amongst a big crowd, but it did not stop Him from being able to touch this woman's particular issue. Her specific issue that she had, He was able to handle in the midst of a crowd. And so what I want you to know is that what you have going on in your life, God is able to handle your situation. He's never too busy. He's never too occupied. He's never too far away. He's never too tied up. He's able to handle what you got going on, and He's with you no matter what's happening in life. Amen? Amen. You know, I was thinking about that today earlier as I was thinking about this being the National Day of Prayer, and I did take some time to just pray about some things, you know. And I prayed about Ukraine, and I just prayed about this nation, and I was praying about things that we need happening and how prices are rising and things are happening, and I was just praying for God to bring His blessing upon us. And, you know, I had a voice try to speak to me and say, do you really think your prayers matter? Well, I got my answer, didn't I? The very fact that that question was asked me let me know right away that my prayers matter. Wow. And what I want you to know is that your prayers absolutely matter. And what's in your heart is what's in your heart matters. And who you are matters. And what God wants to do with you matters. Amen? You know, just like this woman with the issue of blood. Can you imagine what happened to her life after she got so changed? There's probably things that she had not been able to do over the last 12 years that because she got this change in her life, she was able to do. Yeah. Can you imagine the woman that was bent over all those years, bowed over and couldn't stand herself up? And when she got straightened up, can you imagine the things she was able to do? Maybe she had children or grandchildren that she hadn't been able to pick up, or maybe there was just some things that she wanted to do in life that she had been limited to. But when Jesus comes, He lifts limitations off of us. Amen? And I'm telling you that the Lord wants to lift some limitations off of each and every one of you. And He will, because He's faithful. Amen? And I want you to put your dreams out there and make sure that you make them plain and that you write them and that you put your dreams out there and you don't give up on them. You know, the Bible says that if a man's going to have a vision, he needs to write it down and make it plain. Amen? So that he can run towards it. Amen? And I just felt like the Lord was telling me that as I was praying today, I just felt like the Lord was telling me that there's people in here and throughout the body of Christ that needs to stir their dream boards back up. They need to stir themselves back up and reset some goals and reset some ideas and put some things out there to ask God for. See, because it's important for us to keep things out in front of us so that we have things we're focusing on and that we can believe God for. He wants you to do that. You know, He says that He stands at the door and knocks. All we got to do is let Him in. Amen? He says, I know the thoughts I have towards you, good thoughts and not of evil, to bring you to an expected outcome. You know, God wants you to have visions and dreams, and he wants you to be able to have things healed, just like these ladies were in situations where they thought, man, I can't imagine after 18 years or after 12 years of fighting a battle and then to have the Lord come in and supernaturally heal it and fix it. How elated they must have been. Amen. I want you to know that there's another story in the Bible where there was two blind men. And those two blind men was heard of the Lord Jesus. They heard of the Lord Jesus, and when those two blind men heard of the Lord Jesus, they started following him. And they followed him to the point where they came to a house. They followed him to where they came to a house. And when they went in that house, they started asking him, Lord, would you heal us? And I'm going to see if I can't get here just to see this conversation. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men following him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man knoweth it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Boy, they couldn't even keep it quiet what Jesus had done to them. But this is what I want you to hear. He said, Believe ye that I am able to do this. Believe me, believe ye that I am able to do this. I wonder if there's been times when the Lord has asked us, do you believe I'm able to do this? And in the middle of those times, I wonder what has been our words back to the Lord when he said, believe ye that I'm able to do this. Wow. You know, I wonder if there's something that you have that you're going through or that's been after you for a little while, and it just has you on that place where the Lord might be saying, do you believe I'm able to do this? And all you have to do is say, yes, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man shall knoweth it. I'm telling you that tonight and on this National Day of Prayer, the Lord is looking for your faith. The Lord is looking for what you will ask him to do and what you'll put out there for him to be a part of. Amen? Do you believe I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Nothing's impossible that the Lord can't do. And so therefore, we should be the ones that are challenging ourselves to make sure that we are going after God and asking him to do all these things in our life that he's more than willing to do. All we have to do is be willing to open our heart up and have him be a part. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, you are good. And all the time, you are good. You know, I just want to say one more thing before we close up. And it says in Colossians 3:2, set your affection on those things that are above and not on those things that are on the earth. And what I want to say about that is this right here. That you know what? While you're on this earth, the Lord expects you to pray. The Lord expects you to believe God for things right now that are needed. But also, the Lord expects you to be vision-minded about the future and about heaven and about him and about his return. Amen? So that the things of this world do not cause you to get so weary and cause you to get so fearful that you start to falter in your day-to-day faith. God needs you to think of things that are above and not beneath on this earth. Amen? We need to remember that he's Lord of all. Amen. We need to remember that he's already given us the victory. He's already went to the cross. He's already won heaven for us. He's already brought forth the victory so that we can walk in it. And that no matter what happens on this earth from this day forward, the Lord has already given us a victory. Amen? Amen. And we are already victorious in him. And so therefore, we need to make sure that our hearts are always open and looking forward to what God has for us. Amen? And we need to remember that even if there's something that we don't accomplish on this earth before we go to heaven, buddy, we're going to still live in eternity. Amen? We're still going to live forever, and we're going to be reunited. And one day, you guys are going to have to put up with me visiting you in heaven. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe one day you'll be up making breakfast in heaven. Amen? And all of a sudden, shoo, I'll come right in, and you'll be setting an extra plate just for me to join in and have a little breakfast with you. Amen? All right, I don't know that it's going to be like that, but I pray it is. Amen, amen. But I do know this, we will know each other in heaven, and we will fellowship in heaven, and we will be thankful that God has done what he's done for us. Amen. I do know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you and lift you up and give you praise tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you that on this National Day of Prayer, Father, we just put things before you, Father, like the needs of our country and our nation, God. And Father, we pray that, God, you would just cause the church to rise up, Father. Lord, we know that Jesus is the answer for the world today, God. And Father, we just pray that you would just intervene in so many things, God. We pray that you would just intervene, God, and that you would bring your will to pass in our lives and in our nation and in the world at large, Father. We pray over the Ukraine situation and all places where oppression has taken place. And God, we just pray, Father, for the many things that are needed, and God, that you would pour out, God. Father, you said that even as sin abounds, grace would so much more. And Father, we know that in this season of things, you're going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, Father, upon the earth. The Bible says that that it would just be a flood, Father, just like the waters that cover the sea. And God, we just exalt you, and we just declare your glory, and we just declare your great grace, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we put Candy before you right now, Father. And Lord, this treatment that the doctors gave her that's not working out, Father, Lord, we just curse it at the very root cause, Father. And we break its power, God. And we ask this burning and this pain to go, Father. And Lord, for her to be healed, Father. Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to go in the name of Jesus for Candice. And Father, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We'll give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's just continue to lift up him and lift up his name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, each and every one of you. Thanks for being here.